every day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Now let's go back a couple of days to this tenant tax back down. That's the headline in the Cairns Post. Council to drop controversial charge after immense public backlash. It reads here, the Cairns Council's dropped its proposal to separately rate investment properties after intense public backlash from property owners and realtors. A differential rating system on non-principal places of residence, colloquially known as the tenant tax, was put on the table after the budget release, but didn't become widely known until investment property owners received a probing letter from council last November. Now, it goes on to say property owners were furious, indignant that they were being targeted for revenue raising in a time of increasing interest rates. Some began to call it the thin edge of the wedge and expected council to use the measure to justify future rate hikes. Now, Cairns realtors and sector experts quickly fell in behind the landlords, and some described the move as dumb in a time of dwindling rental property stock. Then several councillors denounced it in swift reaction to the outcry. Division 9 councillor Brett Olds called it unfair. Division 5 councillor Amy Eden said it was not the right fit. And Division 3 councillor Cathy Zaga said it was inequitable. But I remember talking with Cathy Zaga, it must have been about, I don't know, 3 days after the announcement or something. And she, as soon as it crossed the table and was out, she immediately said, no, this is wrong. So she's got one of those moral compasses, obviously, that automatically, I mean, some people see things in black and white, some people see things in all the greys in between, etc., and get confused. But not Cathy. I mean, it was almost instantaneous, but probably a day after it came out, actually. I remember talking to her about something else. She said, no, that tenant tax, it's wrong. It's black and white, it's a bad decision. She's on the line, Division 3's Cathy Zygert. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
Catherine, I love the way how you see things in clear definition. It's right or it's wrong?
Well, it is right or wrong, and look, sometimes there needs to be grey, but look, this is definitely not one of those cases. And last year, really, it was about this time last year, they were talking about it and preparing us for the following year's budget as a way of raising more revenue. And I just went, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Don't we have a housing shortage? Are you going to go and punish the poor landlords yet again? You know, like they're not copping enough from the state government with change of legislation. And then it was, because it had to go, I don't know, they put it in the budget papers in some way that we could look at it again next year. And I just kept reassuring everyone, yes, going, look, it's not law,
yes,
yet.
Yes.
Hang in there. And it was great. Once the word got out, John, and you've been a wonderful help that way through your program, getting it out and people going, oh, hang on, does that mean I'm going to be up for more? And there was no agreed figure at the time. It was around 15%. But who knows, it could have gone higher.
Mm.
You know, like Brisbane's like 50, 70%, huge.
Mm.
Huge. Mm.
Now, no names, no pack drill, but there must have been some councillors that didn't see any issue with it.
Well, initially, the way it was put forward, you know, it was very kind of administrative, and I remember, you know, Councillor Jams going, oh, it's just some, really just like a price of a cup of coffee. And I remember, I think that even went in the media, you know. Oh, look, it's no big deal, it's just a cup of coffee. But you multiply that coffee out. Mm. And then, of course, just nobody likes the feeling of, we like to have a security. In the moment, in these times, every time you turn around, there's a rate rise, there's electricity rise, there's, you know, food rises and prices. And it's very, very unsettling. And then to have an investment property, which, John, let's face it, the majority of people are your mums and dads, just trying to get ahead that little bit with one property. And, yeah.
That letter that went out, we're just talking about it in this article, and it required people who've got another property that they're not living in, that they had to fill out the form or whatever and get it in, I think, by the end of April. Can they forget about that now?
Well, look, basically the officers will check, and that's because they just need to know, you know, are they or aren't they? But in a way, that is to help us. I've asked them, and the other council have supported it, to look into the commercial rates. So the Airbnb, you know, in the paper it talks about having to get, you know, all these extra dollars in that we won't get from doing this rise. But I feel that Airbnb, they're commercial properties and they're not paying commercial rates. And when you look at equity, all the hotels and all those places, they have to pay commercial rates. So if you've got, you know, a couple of houses and things and you're pulling in, you know, large amounts of rent from Airbnb, why not, you know, be a bit more equitable in that way? So that way they'll be able to, at the moment, they're just, you know, establishing who's got Airbnb and who doesn't. Mm. So I think that'll form just a standard question, a, you know, tick and flick box for later. Mm. But no, and I think some of those letters weren't worded particularly kindly either.
We've got one, three people just called in and said, ask Cathy, will the council take action if those forms are not returned, filled in?
No, very, very good question. Look, there is no penalty for not doing it. No, you know, I wouldn't think so. I mean, they may, you know, follow up and try and get an answer. But, yeah, good question. I'll get that, I'll get that clarified.
Now, Division 9 Councillor, it says here, Brett Olds said, this was a win for residents. Can we say that's two in the space of a week? Because a lot of residents thought the cashless council win was significant as well, very significant.
I know. What a week, John. What an absolute week.
For I've the people.
Tell you. For the people. And in both cases, it was the voice of the people that made the difference.
Yes,
and
exactly.
And I just love that. You know,
me too.
That, yes. Sometimes administration-wise, yeah, look, you know, we'll raise, you know, a little bit of extra money coming in here, there, and it's easier for this and easier for that. But at the end of the day, we're here to serve the people.
Yeah.
And we do not want people paying higher rents, you know, even if it is just a cup of coffee. The landlord still has to cover his costs. Mm. You know, it's just one of those things that we don't want to make life harder. We want to make it easier and fair on everybody. So, yeah, good on the people for keeping their voice out there.
Exactly, Catherine Zeiger. Your voice is a very refreshing one for listeners to this program. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Cathy Zeiger, Councillor Cathy Zeiger, is the Division 3 Councillor Cairns Council.